Washington State loses in the Apple Cup to the Huskies, but there is a lot to be excited about heading into the rest of the season. Yes, welcome on into the Pac-12 Daily. Let's react to Washington State falling to the Huskies 59-24 in the Apple Cup. And the score looks crazy, but a lot of that came in the fourth quarter. The first three quarters of this game was a lot to be excited about. We're not in for moral victories on this episode, but we're going to react and what we saw in the week beforehand against North Texas. There's a lot to be excited about moving forward for Washington State. I want to give you my key takeaways, top performers, and what to look forward to for Washington State on this episode. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button because we are bringing you content here at the Pac-12 Daily every single day. Let's dive right into it. 59-24, 28 of those points came in the fourth quarter. This was a 7-point game heading into the end of the third. And overall, this was a much better performance by Washington State in this one, especially compared to coming off that dreadful, embarrassing loss to North Texas just a week before. My three key takeaways, let's start with number one in this one. The defense just couldn't set the edge, and that was the most important thing that could have happened for Washington State, and it just didn't work. They struggled setting the edge, they struggled containing, and it blew for them. It was terrible for them. Damon Williams had a career day. Jonah Coleman had a career day for the Huskies, and that alone was enough for them to get the job done. Damon Williams had 16 for 19 with 298 yards passing, 4 touchdowns through the air, and he also picked up 88 yards rushing on 13 carries and another touchdown. He was responsible for 5 touchdowns in this one, and dare I say, it was a good warm-up for them as they're about to host number one in the country, Ohio State, next week. I want to get to more of that in just a minute. Jonah Coleman, though, 59 yards rushing, but he had 104 yards on the receiving end. He was fantastic all around. He was like a wrecking ball, a bowling ball, and Washington State struggled to get to them. Denzel Boston, who's going to arguably probably be an NFL wide receiver, also had a really good day. Washington had their way with the Washington State Huskies the entire game. This offense couldn't be stopped. That's why you can see 59 points on the board. This is a team that continues to be great offensively, and it's surprising that we're heading into this one on Sunday, talking this reaction for yesterday's game, that they're not ranked in the AP poll. They definitely should be, but for some reason, maybe that'll change next week. On the Washington State side, they had 3 sacks in the first half, including the first play. But that changed in the second half. Couldn't get to Damon Williams. They struggled on that behalf. The offensive line for the Huskies stepped up, and they had no sacks in that second half. Another thing about those is, especially when the defensive pressures happened, the sacks happened, you get a big impactful play. And we'll go back to that first play of the game. You got a great sack. And then right after it, immediately the next play, Damon Williams makes a statement, gets a huge play, and Washington continues to move the momentum in their direction. I mean, it was a 25-yard pass right after the sack to begin this one for Washington State. They could find no momentum whatsoever. It happened again later on in the game as well. Isaac Terrell had a nice sack, and then the next play immediately right after, Damon Williams gets a big quarterback run, which I think was for about another 20 yards as well. That defense did have a lot of things to be excited about, though. There was some great things that were looking good. They couldn't stop them from scoring, but there was at least some sort of pressure. We didn't see any of that kind of pressure from the game in North Texas. So there's a little bit to be excited about, and you have some key people returning. We'll talk about that in my top performers in just a moment. Second key takeaway, Zevi Eckhouse is the man to lead your program moving forward for the rest of the season. Full stop, that is the answer. You don't have to have a quarterback controversy anymore, Jimmy Rogers. This is the guy. This is, should have been your guy from the start. He showed it to you in the Holiday Bowl last season. Maybe Jackson Potter showed out in spring, but you should have known and should have went with experience when you're bringing in 75 newcomers on the team. Eckhouse was great. 277 on 25 for 36, had 2 touchdowns, did have 2 interceptions. But if you go back and look at that film, and again, we're not making excuses on this show, but if you go back and look at that film, neither of those interceptions were on him. I'll die on that hill. He did also have a fumble. That one was on him. He got peanut punched out. But the turnovers, I'm not as worried about these turnovers compared to what I saw last week in North Texas. Eckhouse gave you a chance to stay in this football game. all the way until the end, going into the fourth quarter, all the way going into this fourth quarter, he was going punch for punch for the most point against a Washington Huskies offense that is elite and is exciting and might be seen as one of the best offenses in all of college football when this season comes to an end. He also had 10 carries for 10 yards, couldn't get the running game going. That's my next key thing, is the running game was dreadful. The rushing game continues to be a huge concern for this offense, and that needs to be the key moving forward. Now that you have the absolute guarantee that Eckhaus is your man, and he is. Don't change that for the rest of the season. He is your guy. You can figure out what you want to do with your retention moving forward. Of course, I know he's a senior. Whatever you have to figure out next season, fine, so be it. This is a team that has what it takes to potentially be easily a bowl team, but that all relies on this running game. Your next priority, if you're Jimmy Rogers and the coaching staff, is trying to figure this out. Your top priority heading into next week is trying to figure out why this running game is not working. You are at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to rushing game, running yards per game all season long. You headed into this one in the 130s out of 136 teams when it comes to rushing. You only had 28 yards on 27 carries. I would not be shocked when we talk later in the week talking about Washington State that some of those say 136 out of 136. This running game is absolutely dreadful, and it is the game changer for this program. It's the difference between making sure this team goes 8-4 or 5-7 on the season. It's the running game. The defense can do enough, even though they couldn't stop Washington. They showed that they can fan with some of the other teams that they're going to have on their schedule. The offense under Eckhaus can show that they can go pound for pound with top offenses, which you might not face another offense this good the rest of the season. The running game needs to get up. It's the difference from going 8-4 and 5-7. If Jimmy Rogers wants to make a bowl game in his first season as the head coach of Washington State, and I think it's completely doable. If you look at their schedule, if you look at what they have left coming up, I think they can easily get to 7-8 wins if their running game steps up. If that doesn't happen, if we get another one of these 1 yard per carry games from their running game, and they have to go to this new mentality, which Eckhaus had to go to, where they basically had to play the checkdown game to replace the running game against the Washington Huskies, that's just not going to fly, and you're going to find yourself losing games you should win this coming season. So that's got to be the number one priority in this one. I saved it for last in my key takeaways, but it's really the number one. Let's talk about the top performers for Washington State. Eckhaus is my number one top performer because you finally found your quarterback moving forward. He didn't have the greatest stats if you're just looking at the box score because of the turnovers, but if you actually watch the game, what he did on the post routes, getting it deep, throwing some tough throws because the offensive line wasn't great for him whatsoever in this football game, making tough back-footed throws, off-balance throws, rolled out, whatever you name it, he was electric. And those 277 yards probably could have been easily over 300 if there was a couple passes picked up by his receivers, because some of his receivers, especially towards the end of the game, had multiple drops. So shout out to him. I think he had the best performance, and just knowing that you don't have to worry about a quarterback controversy is a great feeling moving forward for Washington State. I'm going to go with Devin Ellison as my second top performer. Now, he wasn't the leading receiver for Washington State. That was Joshua Meredith, who had another great Apple Cup game, had another good one last year as well, and you could have easily gave it to him. But Devin Ellison had 3 receptions for 52 yards and a touchdown. But the reason I'm going to shout it out to him is because he finally got out on the field. This is his first game for Washington State. He's been battling to get himself onto the field for JUCO, getting eligible, and he finally does it. And now he steps up for Washington State to be potentially a strong wide receiver too for this program. And that's exactly what they need in the passing game for Eckhaus, Meredith, Freeman, you name it. So shout out to Ellison on this one, being a top performer for the Cougars. And finally, got to go on the defensive side. Of course, it's tough when you put up 59 points, but having Anthony Pilano back is absolutely huge. He led your team in tackles with 7 coming back from injury. Shout out for him being a top performer for Washington State. If I'm Jimmy Rogers, there's a ton to be excited about, especially in those first 3 quarters for Washington State. And that's what I'm hanging my hat on moving into next week as they prepare to travel to take on Colorado State next Saturday. And Colorado State is not going to be a shakeoff. Colorado State is going to be a tough team to face They are 1-2 on the season, but they lost a heartbreaking game to UTSA this Saturday. They're going to want revenge, especially on their home field at Colorado State. So let me know your thoughts in the comment description below. What do you think about Washington State losing this one to the Huskies in the Apple Cup? This, I know it's like seen as a Super Bowl when these rivalry weeks happen. Jimmy Rogers now 0-1 in the Apple Cup, of course, but there's a lot to be excited about with Eckhouse being your quarterback of the future, at least for the rest of the season, and so much more. Check it out right here on the Pac-12 Daily Podcast.